Gentlemen, I think people make a mistake that they spend too long on Maggid and they don't spend enough time on Hallel. Hallel on the Seder is so geschmack. And when you understand Hallel, you can use the Shtick Lach Torah again and again and again whenever you say Hallel. So remember, of course, Hallel at Leil HaSeder is divided into two parts. There's the first two chapters of Hallel, which are said in Maggid. Then there's the rest of Hallel that we say at the end of the Seder, right? The famous Shtick Lach Torah of the Ran that Reb Velvel Soloveitchik liked and the Emek Bracha liked, that there's Tzvei Dinim in Hallel, there's a din of Hallel B'Shas Hanes, right? When I leave, it's Yes Mitzrayim, so then I say Hallel, then I'm mamish excited, and Chayav Adam Liras Asasma Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim, I feel it at the end of Maggid. So that's the two prakim of Hallel, but Tzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, then there's a Hallel at the end of the Seder, which William Wordsworth once commented about poetry, that it's the overflow of emotions recollected in tranquility. No? That's the nusach, right? So Wordsworth's nusach is true about Hallel. Hallel, in general, is Hallel as the overflow of emotions recollected in tranquility. I know that I was extremely emotional when I left Mitzrayim, but I'm not burning emotionally now. In tranquility, I'm recollecting what happened, and that's the Hallel at the end of the Seder, right? That's the Hallel at the end of the Seder. The Hallel at the end of the Seder begins Halleluka, Hallel Avdei Hashem. Obviously, what we're saying is that we are now recollecting that we are Avdei Hashem as opposed to being Avdei Paro. We are always Avodim. People think that we can attain freedom. It's not true. It's a mistake. Our lives are lives of slavery. The only thing is that you could be a slave to Paro, or you could be a slave to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the greatest freedom you could have to some extent is when you're a slave to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because in that situation, all of your activities have value and are worthwhile. But the difference between a slave, as in slavery to a master in this world, is that type of slavery is slavery that all of your work is worthless. Whatever you do, there's no value. In Mitzrayim, that was very clear. We build Pitom and Ramses, Chazal, Seyde, Gemara, and Saita. They sink down to the ground, you know? Whatever you're doing is worthless. A slave, by the way, has no story, right? One of the things about the Civil War in America is that Uncle Tom's Cabin was such an important work, because for the first time, you're giving voice to slaves. A slave has no story to tell. A slave has no family, right? A slave, the children of a slave are not considered halachically the children, no? Leil HaSeder, what we're doing is we're telling a story, and we tell that story to our children. Because that's what freedom means. And B'Shas Hanes, part of that freedom is we have a Hallel that we say. At the end of the Seder, what we're doing is we're recollecting, we're saying, no, now we're Avdei Hashem, we're not Avdei Paro. That's the first paragraph at the end of the Seder. Then we say, Hashem Zacharanu Yevarech, Yevarech Espes Yisrael, Yevarech Espes Aharon. That part we like to sing. It's a nice part of the Seder. Lo Hamesim Yahaluka Veloko Yerde Duma. Right? That means that when you're dead, you don't have the ability to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, but when you're alive, you can. Yardei Duma means all the people. Duma is one of the names of Gehenim. Yardei Duma can't praise Ribbono shel Olam, va'anachnu levarecha. We're alive, and we're not going to go to Gehenna. So we can praise the Ribbono shel Olam. Our life itself can serve as praise of the Ribbono shel Olam. The Ribbono shel Olam gave us life. And because the Ribbono shel Olam gave us life, so that itself is praising the Ribbono shel Olam. The Ravid writes in Hilchos Lulav that the reason why Lulav Hayavish is puzzled is because of Lo HaMesim Yahalaluka. No? The Ravid says that the idea is that any item, remember the Lulav is an item that we used to say Halal. When I say halal, I say halal from the perspective of life. Part of recognizing that we are Avdei Hashem and not Avdei Parel is also that as Avdei Hashem, we put Avodah Zarah down and we make fun of Avodah Zarah, no? Kimohem yil seyem, kala sheboteach bohem. Right? What is it? Helohem lo yidaberu, naimohem lo yiru, aznaimohem lo yishma'u, right? Aflohem yirichun, right? Yidem lo yimishun, aglaim lo yahalechu, etc. We make fun of Avodah Zarah, right? The Gemara says, all like Tzanusos, Asura, Chutzmon, Tzanusos, Avodah Zarah. You're supposed to be machshav things. Shalom Karmi wrote one of the introductions in tradition to that yeshiva bachrim sometimes develop an idea of bittul. The idea of bittul is that nothing is good enough. Him? What does he know? Especially like you talk about women. What does she know? Not Jaya, right? That's like a yeshiva bacher attitude. It's a very bad thing. Right? We're not supposed to put things down in general. But Avodah Zarah, Kol Litzanusa, Litzanus, Rav Futner explains, means putting stuff down. Litzanusa da Avodah Zarah, we're supposed to put Avodah Zarah down. Part of putting the Avodah Zarah down is distinguishing between limbs that we have that are effective, that work, that we can use as Avdei Hashem, as opposed to the Avodah Zarah, which is Pelohem, V'lo Yidaberu, Einayim Lohem, V'lo Yiru, Achin Zei, Zenin Zei, Ablinder Gut, Hubin Zei, right? Einayim Lohem, V'lo Yiru, woe unto them, they have a blind God, right? In Yiddish, you can make fun of stuff. He's supposed to make fun of Avodah Zarah. That's very important. We go on. Ahavti kishma Hashem es kol yitachanunoi. David HaMelech realizes, he's confident. I remember when I learned Tehillim with Professor Mordechai Cohen years ago, so he made this point on many of the Mizmorim, that David HaMelech is confident that the Ribbono shel Olam is going to listen to him. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es kol yitachanunai. I know I'm loved because the Ribbono shel Olam will listen to me. No? I'm confident in it. When I'm at this stage at the end of the Seder, we didn't point out that Rabbi Arbanel in his Haggadah and others point out that the end of the Seder is already the Seder that focuses on Mashiach, etc. So I recognize that the Ribbono shel Olam is going to listen to me. And that's why I know I'm loved. Moshe Hashem kol tang beloy alai kos shoses av shem Hashem ekra nidrei Hashem hashalayim v'chatzos beis Hashem sochechi v'shalayim haluka. Right, so. The Netziv writes in his Perish on Chumash, Rav Shet always quotes this, that the Korban Todah involved eating 40 lechem. That's much too much for any person to eat. Yeah, even again, I think people go to the Nathan's hot dog thing and not actually being Mekayim Achil in any sort of way, but you can't eat 40 lechem. Not Shaykh. That means that you have to bring people together with you. If you really want to say thank you, you make a big deal about it, right? And l'chaz bach zevach todah, who b'shem Hashem ekra, I'm making it like a karma todah, I'm bringing people there to be with me. That's the yisod of saying thank you to Ribbono shel Olam in a public way. That's why the brach of Hagomel requires a minyan, no? Hagomel is modeled after the Korban Todah. requires a minyan because it has to be done in public. B'chatzis Pesach Hashem Sechei Yerushalayim, Gemara in Nedarim says that when you're makdish an animal, you shouldn't say La Hashem Oyla, La Hashem Chatas, because you're worried that you might just say La Hashem and you might not say Oyla, and that's going to be Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. So you should say Chatas La Hashem. The Gemara says the Chassidim Arishonim did more than that. They'd be makdish the animal mamish right before they go into the Beis Hamikdash. That there's no concern, right, of being Levatola. So B'chatzos Beis Hashem Sechei Yerushalayim, that's the proper way to do it. Just to say one more word about the Haggadah, because I don't really have a sitter in front of me, so I'll just like say one last thing. If you look in the Radak, Radak has two explanations. One explanation is the idea that we said before, that Dovid HaMelech is confident that the Ribbono Shel Olam will answer him. The second shot in the Radak is Oitchaki Ani Soni, that I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that I suffered. All of the suffering that we go through, all that suffering in hindsight is something that we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for. Right? So you're at the end of the Seder. And you just went through those moments when you say Halil B'Shas Hanes. By the way, you're not supposed to, the Mefarshim ask a kasha. Bin Polo Yivcha Al Tismach. So how did Klai Yisrael sing those Yashir? The answer is that there's a difference between Halal B'Shas Hanes and Halal Achar Hanes. Right? After they die, you can't sing. But while they're dying, I'm being saved. I'm not focusing on them dying, I'm focusing on my own salvation. Right? But now, I'm at the end of the Seder, and I'm looking back in tranquility. And I look back at all the suffering I had, and I could say, I could say that all the suffering that Klal Yisrael went through, all that suffering is ultimately part of the Geula. It's ultimately something that provided a Yeshua. And we gained from all the suffering. People sometimes in life think that, you know, you suffer, things are hard, and things are hard for everybody. But in hindsight, you could see how much you grow from that suffering. In Rav Gedalia Shor's Sefer, or Gedalia, he has a comment on the Medrash. The Medrash reads that no one ever said Shira until Klal Yisrael Hayam said Shira Sayam. So what does that mean, no one ever said Shira? Everyone said Shira. Other Marishan said Shira already. What do you mean no one said Shira? So the answer is, Rav Gedalia Yeshur, that in the Shira of Oz Yashir, we say, Omar Oye Vedo Fasik Achalik Sholol. We're saying Shira for the really scary stuff. We're saying Shira for the enemy is saying that they are going to drive us into the sea. Right? 1967. Right? You could say Shira because after the Geula, you realize how dangerous things were. And that itself could be Mechayiv, an even deeper, more profound Shira. There's so much more to say about Halal. I recommend, first of all, the Ran writes in Meseches Psachim, and the Ramah Paskins this way, that you should say Halal before Chatzos also, no? Don't schlep so much at Maggid. Say a Maggid, a Geshmak a Maggid. But learn Halal way. Learn Halal well. And say Devar Torah and Halal. And we should have a Chag Kasher Sameach.